Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now, you can try ShipStation free for 30 days, plus get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish.
We put Rory forward, we put him to the wing, he was on ball, he was trying to make 2v1s, he did a range of things, didn't work for him tonight. Tonight we didn't get an even contribution from our playing group. It's not about one player, it's about our playing group playing the way we know we're capable of, but everyone contributing and playing their role, and we didn't have enough tonight that played their role.
You talk about good value for money, you pick up a guy at 44 in the draft, he wins a couple of club champions, becomes an All-Australian. Right now, in the coaches' award, he's one vote off Elliot Yeo as being thought of by the coaches as the best player in the league. Rory Sloan, you finished packing the car?
Yep, all good. I'm off to the airport now, getting ready for a nice wet Brisbane, Hamish.
It's going to be wet, isn't it?
Yeah, I think today, I saw there's about 60 mil of rain today, so we've got a little training session up there, which should be fun.
Good wet tracker.
Perfect. I love the slot, mate. It's perfect for me, from a boy from up way.
Hey, Rory, stop Sloan, you stop the Crows. What's going on, mate?
Oh, that's the most ridiculous thing I think that's going around. I mean, we haven't had a good 2 weeks, I suppose, as a whole footy club. And we've just started to drift away from what has made us so good, I suppose, in the first 6 weeks. So we'll be looking again for a response. And we saw a good response for probably the first quarter and a half against Melbourne. And then we managed to drop away again, which was disappointing. So those areas include the contested ball work, that's in the air as well. And then just our defensive pressure on opposition teams.
You know, you say you drift away. Is that a bit like everybody starts to drink their own bathwater? Is that the case there, do you think, with the team? They need to just get back to the basics of the game?
It just shows how tough the competition is and how even it is. And then how important it is to back up every game, every week, every quarter as well. I mean, it does become hard. And teams want to go and knock off the top team as well, I suppose. So, yeah, it's just about consistently backing it up, which we're still looking to try and do. So, 6 weeks, really good, and 2 down weeks, but now we look to respond again.
Hey, Rory, I was interested to hear a couple of messages that have come out from Texan, I think, was quoted. I'm not sure if it was you or someone. It was Mark Rusciuto, who's on the board. He said that Adelaide have got to get harder and nastier. They've got to find a nasty edge. So the inference there is that there's not enough mongrel. Well, no, not from your point of view, but from the rest of the side. How did you react to that?
I suppose it's a pretty old-school way of thinking about it. That's just a Mark Rusciuto way, I suppose. That's he played his footy, and I think Rue would be talking about, I'd imagine he'd be talking about more attack over the footy. I mean, the stuff that happens off the ball happens off the ball, but look, I just want our players going, making sure they're going in hard, and when it's their time to go, Gary, they go in really hard and win their own footy. So, that's what we're trying to coach, I suppose, as leaders and coaches as well.
Hey, we've got our SMS machines purring away here, and a couple of people are really interested to hear about some of your new players that have come in. Jordan Gallucci and Greenwood, what can you tell us?
Yeah, Huey Greenwood come from a basketball background and could have kept playing some really high level of basketball, but made the transition, and he's worked really hard on definitely his fitness. I mean, it's a completely different sport, so he's trained really hard through summers. Love surfing, so I've taken him for a couple of waves. It's been nice. And his stuff around the ball is really sharp. Like a lot of those basketballs, his defensive work in tight is really good. I reckon he'll get a lot of tackles, a lot of contested balls. And Jordan Gallucci, just a really sharp runner, got good skills. So both of these guys are going to swing to our team nicely.
Not often you see Josh Jenkins omitted in the paper, Raw.
Yeah, not often, but Josh is really clear on what he needs to do, and he's the first one to admit he hasn't been playing up to his standards. And yeah, he's very keen to play in some dry conditions down here in Adelaide, and really put his case forward to get back into the team as quick as he can. And hopefully he's only there for 1 week.
I don't know whether you've given this a moment's thought or no thought at all, but it was muted yesterday that there could one day be a wild card round to finish the season where 7 would play 10 and 8 v 9, a possible solution. Like it, hate it, haven't thought about it.
No, I haven't thought about it. I don't mind these different solutions for the fixture. I think it would add, I mean, the hardest bit, as you guys know, would be scheduling and where the game's played and selling tickets and that kind of thing. But I know it just adds another element of, I suppose, diversity. And then, I mean, you get a couple of cracking games towards the end of the season. I think fans would love it too.
Hey, Rory, I touched on this before about how hard they've gone after you opposition sides the last couple of weeks. Obviously, you would have given some thought to who might go to you this week. Who might it be from the Brisbane Lions?
I guess Robertson did I think Isaac Smith last week. But look, probably the thing I've learnt the last couple of weeks is I've definitely overthought it.
And, yeah.
The times I've played well the previous years when I've had tags and that kind of thing is just going out there playing my style of footy, which should hold up with a tag and win some ball inside and then spread away afterwards. And so I'm not sure who will come, or if anyone will come to me, but I'll just try and get back to playing my way, I suppose, and just make sure my footy goes to talking.
All right, I'm pretty sure someone will come to you, Roar, so just get ready for it. Quick one for me, Alex Keith, this multi-talented sports person, is he captain of your SANFL team?
Captain of the SANFL, yep.
Is he still listed, and is he, what do you think? Is he capable of playing AFL footy?
Yeah, definitely. As you said, he's super talented. Some of his football we saw in the pre-season this year, he unfortunately had a nasty hamstring injury early in the season, but I'm really looking forward to watching him play. He could have almost had a chance at JLT, I would have thought, and he was training that well. So left and right foot, it doesn't matter. He's really sharp, he's really quick off the mark, and he's pretty tall. So he's one that I think will certainly look to get fit and healthy, and hopefully we'll get the team run out at some stage.
You ever thought you'd buy an e-game team, Rory?
Oh, my God. When Fakes sort of suggested to us, I was like, how did you get that one past Mark Rusciuto and Rob Chapman? I was wondering how the board would have coped with listening to all that stuff. It's pretty bizarre, isn't it? But there's obviously some money in it. I can't believe the amount of fans that obviously watch all that esports stuff.
Extraordinary, yeah. Times are changing. Roar, great to speak to you. We'll continue to speak throughout the year. Good luck at the Gabba.
Beautiful, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Rory Sloan, absolute superstar.
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish. Weekdays from 6 on 1116 SEN.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now, you can try ShipStation free for 30 days, plus get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone, and enter SHIPPING.